Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. And today we're talking about the latest news and features from your favorite social media applications. Talking about Meta applications, Threads, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, and many more. Diving right into it, Meta is looking to help Instagram influencers create IT bot versions of themselves. But what I think it's a little funny that what the idea behind this is, because what is creating a chatbot version of a famous person supposed to mean, supposed to do? For context, right? Meta unveiled its new in-stream chatbot experience, which enables users to interact with AI bots who respond in style or in the style of various celebrities. It's a little odd, honestly, because it's the use of AI. I mean, like, you are not actually speaking to Drake. You're just speaking to a chatbot that is supposed to sound like him. Anyway, it seems to work because Meta is looking to expand this initiative by enabling Instagram influencers to also create their own AI bots, the versions of themselves, right? So the program essentially will be a chatbot that mimics the voice of the Instagram influencers to respond to the fans. With this process, anyone will be able to create their own custom AI chatbot, which will be able to talk about things that they're interested in. For instance, if you're talking to Davido's AI chatbot, it's probably going to talk about music. If you're talking to Neymar, it's going to talk football. If you're talking to a Genevieve Inanji, it's going to talk movies. You know, just talk about their interests, things that they influence. And apparently, the goal of this initiative is to better enable creators with large followings to interact with their fans while decreasing the amount of work that it requires to personally respond to the large numbers of messages and comments. But a bot response is not a real response, like, period. Under this new program, Meta would apparently look to train these bots on the creators' Instagram posts, DMs, comments, and audios from reels and stories in order to get their voice right. And this is done because they're trying to understand their interests, try to get their voice right, you know, try to understand what they talk like, kind of things that they would say, and so on like that. But the truth is, it won't be them. It won't be them. It will be a bot responding as them. And apparently, according to Meta, it is more engaging. But what do you think? Would you rather have a bot responding to you when you send a message to a celebrity or to an influencer? Or would you rather no response at all? Because, I mean, I need to know this. Let me know what you think. Moving on, Meta tests DMs on Thread. That's the good news, right? Good news is that you'll be able to send DMs on Threads. But what's the bad news? The bad news is that there won't be a dedicated Threads inbox. No. So Meta just launched a new live test of DMs on Threads, with some users seeing a new message button on their Thread profile. The new Threads DM options will technically enable you to send messages to users via the application, which is amazing. A little bit of in, I have someone, a friend that found love on Threads. Interesting. When the application just started, they kept commenting on each other's profile, moved the conversation to Instagram, and boom, that's where the love story started from. But now, look at it, they don't even have to move to Instagram directly, right? You don't have to go to Instagram and say, what's your Instagram handle? You don't have to move to Instagram. So now I can see on Threads that I have a message, except that it's going to take me to Instagram to respond to the message. I don't know if I'm making sense. There's a button that says new messages. There's a message button, but once you click on the message button, it's taking you to Instagram. And this is similar to when you have it works for Facebook as such, like when you have a new message on Facebook, or click on the message, it's taking you to Messenger. That's sort of what this is. So Instagram is the messenger of Threads, as Messenger is the messenger of Facebook. Oh my god. Anyway, it's not too bad because there's still an option to DM within Threads, and it is providing an advanced connection process within the application. But if you're disappointed that Threads is not going to be getting its own DM inbox, well, sorry. Because it's funny that Threads, which is a replica of Twitter, should have like more in line, like should be more in line with Twitter's functionalities and making it easier in a broader sense range of application, especially because Twitter is going on and going ahead to become an everything application. We also understand that there's the need for Meta to metamorphose. There's a need for Meta to merge their features, they merge their applications together so that they're still standing as one. So Meta really does not give, it gives space for individuality, but at the end of the day, they still try as much as possible to be together, to have like this togetherness thing that they're doing, so that there's no separation that Instagram is under Meta or WhatsApp is under Meta or Threads is under Meta. Do you understand? So that's what is working for them. So far, so good, I guess. So XAI, which is the Grok AI, is coming with image inquiries. Let me explain. XAI, the AI arm of Xcore, has previewed the next stage of its Grok AI model with the incoming Grok 1.5, and this is to incorporate multimodal input within its queries. Like, you're thinking, what is this? What is she talking about? Well, in simpler terms, you'll be able to search pictures. You'll be able to search images on Grok AI. And this is honestly fantastic. It's a game changer, especially if you have access to Grok AI. Sometimes it kind of makes me want to pay for the premium for X, you know, formerly known as Twitter. It makes me want to pay premium, but because what it might be like is actually a very valuable function. I know that both OpenAI and Meta also have these multimodal functions, you know, in their latest GPT and Llama models. So it's not exactly like XAI is doing anything groundbreaking, you know, but there's this feature that Google had. Well, Google is their guy at the end of the day. You can put images and they'll be able to identify the image, right? So now put this in your AI functions, and maybe you have a screenshot on your phone, right? And you put it on this chatbot. It can maybe, so you can say, search out this picture. You can say, from this picture, create a story. You can ask it. You can use this as prompts. Put the right prompts, and your pictures can do exploits. So it's very interesting, like, what it can do. And even though OpenAI and Meta have it, apparently, even though OpenAI and Meta already have it, apparently XAI, that's the Grok 1.5, should, at least according to Gist, or theoretically, provide more accurate responses to the visuals that it is giving based on testing. So do you think that people will start using Elon Musk's AI, or do you think people are going to stick to ChatGPT? Because I don't know. I don't see there be like a lot of demand for AI outside of ChatGPT, because I'm not gonna lie, ChatGPT has free features that are fantastic. I mean, there's the paid version that has more functionalities, but for cheap people like me, the free features are fantastic. So I don't see myself going outside of using this, but I can't speak for you. I think it's a very amazing thing that Grok AI is doing. I think it's a lot of amazing access that you're going to get if you pay for ChatGPT, you know, but I don't really use this function. So, but pay for it and get like value for your money. It's going to be fantastic. And in interesting turns, like on interesting news, some of Taylor Swift's tracks return to TikTok. And this is despite the ongoing drama between UMG, that's Universal Music Group, and TikTok. So you can say that some of Universal Music songs are going back to TikTok, but in truth, it's just a few songs by Taylor Swift. And well, like, no bad blood or no shades to Taylor Swift, but people, I'm sure that our fan base is excited that songs are returning to the application. It's just that the only bad news is that TikTok and Universal, UMG, have not come to any new agreement, meaning that the whole of Universal's catalog, the remaining of remaining Universal catalog, is off limits. It's still not available on this short form video application. You know, those But really, like, all songs, apart from some of the Taylor Swift songs that we have now back on TikTok, all songs by Universal musicians and even some of their features are not available. So it's really like a lot of back and forth is going on. And artists like Billie Eilish, Adele, Drake, they don't have their songs on TikTok anymore. And of course, there's Taylor Swift. But Taylor Swift, so there are a lot of back and forth, there are a lot of details that are not clear about why and how Taylor Swift's songs are back. But it might be that the platform has reached a separate deal with Taylor Swift because she owns her own masters and has the ability to strike her own arrangements, even though her music is distributed by Universal Music Group. We really do not know what is going on, but the rest of UMG's tracks are off limits. Like, who's going to win this standoff? It seems that at the end of the day, I think that this is going to be a case of the grass and the elephants. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? I don't know, but we are just here for it. We are going to wait and we are going to see. And that is all that we have on Cruise Control with me, Dee Daniel, and Africa Tech Radio. Keep listening to Africa Tech Radio. Do not forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and at Athec Radio on Instagram. Have a lovely, lovely one.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.